Hi everyone, hope you're having a fantastic week. I saw this interesting article. This is according to Zero Hedge. Switzerland considers electric vehicle ban to avoid blackouts. So we're seeing some interesting battle over the electric vehicles that they're putting out. And I've talked about this in many other videos about how these vehicles and the batteries and all this absolutely ridiculous that they're rolling out and acting like this is the only electric vehicle technology that's available. There are plenty of other types of 0 point energy, free energy, water powered batteries, all kinds of stuff that people have put out over the years. We're going to see a lot more related to hydrogen as well. So the electric batteries that they're putting out right now are absolutely ridiculous. I recommend the documentary Who Killed the Electric Car, which talks about the electric car back in California, I think in the 90s and early 2000s, and how efficient that car was compared to what we are seeing right now and with the partially like electric vehicles. And then also, let's not forget, like Henry Ford put out a hemp powered vehicle. So it ran on hemp oil, it was made out of hemp. So there's been lots of attempts to have different types of vehicles and different types of transportation, even using magnetism. Recommend the works of Eric Dollard and his crew. There's a lot of people who have this type of technology and other types of technology, and I'm not going to get too much into that because that's a video for a whole other topic. But I just want to show people and just remind people that I'm not against electric vehicles in theory, but what they're putting out and the fact that these electric vehicles, you might remember this happened in like California and in Texas and other places where people had electric vehicles and they were doing like the brownouts, the electrical brownouts to try to conserve electricity. And people were using gas powered generators to charge their electric battery cars. So, what is the point of that? And then also, if you think about the lithium and all the different types of rare earth minerals that are needed for these batteries. And then also, I've talked about the amount of EMF or EMR, whatever you want to call it, that is emitted by these batteries as well in these vehicles, along with all the tracking technology, the smart technology, the connections that it has to different the next generation, the frequency tech that's in these vehicles as well. It's not healthy to be around constantly. I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a scientist, just someone that's done quite a bit of research on this type of technology and just see how it is meant to be unfeasible, as they're saying. The rising cost of European energy makes electric vehicle battery plants unfeasible, says the VW exec. So there's a tax break incentive to buy electric vehicles is starting to vaporize into thin air in places like Japan and the UK. Now, as the irony continues, rising costs of energy in Europe, helped along with green energy policies, they're making industrial projects like battery cell factories unfeasible. So, right, if they're going to apply the green energy initiatives and their green tech and Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050, they can't have these electric vehicle processing and cell battery plants. You just can't. It's going to wreck the environment the way which they're claiming they're going to try to avoid by getting rid of gas-powered vehicles. And don't get me wrong, if you look at gas-powered vehicles now compared to older vehicles, the gas mileage and everything like that is less efficient than it has been in the past. There are electric vehicles and gas-powered vehicles that were way more fuel efficient and energy efficient than the ones that we see right now, obviously. Switzerland could also limit the use of electric vehicles, EVs, in cases of electricity supply shortages this winter under a new four-step plan to prevent power cuts and blackouts. So, who's going to be able to afford, or if we're using this green carbon credit initiative, who is going to be able to afford or have enough carbon credits to have a charging cell station at your house? First of all, if you can even afford to buy one for your vehicle. Second of all, can you afford the electricity that it would cost? Because electricity costs are going through the roof. And then third of all, do you have the carbon credit? So you're going to be actually allowed, quote unquote, by the government to even have this in your home to charge it, et cetera. So driving electric vehicles could be banned in Switzerland unless in cases of absolutely necessary journeys in a stage three of the power conservation plan. So they're going to have to use gas-powered vehicles, or they're not, or like I've said, as I mentioned, these other ones, you know, water-powered or hydrogen. I have seen some big names, we'll just say, investing in hydrogen recently. Might do another video on that pretty soon, but I've talked about this in the past, how there's some big people who have invested in this, that it's probably a big explanation as to what the future will bring. Switzerland typically imports electricity from France and Germany to meet all of its power demand, but this year's supply from its neighbors is constrained. In France, the nuclear fleet availability is much lower than usual. So they're retiring a lot of these nuclear plants, but at the same time, we're seeing Berkshire Hathaway and Gil Bates investing in nuclear energy here in the United States, interestingly enough. I don't know if that fits into the green agenda or the 2030 or 2050 agenda. We're also seeing Switzerland could face the risk of power cuts this winter when electricity supply may not be enough to meet demand. Like I said before, Germany is facing what we've seen here in the United States and places like California or Texas, where they institute brownouts. In Germany, the situation is similar, as utilities are having to make do with no Russian pipeline gas supply. So all of this is manufactured as well, manufactured crisis through different, I guess, geopolitical dealings, if you will. Switzerland's power supply remains uncertain for the winter, and troubles with enough electricity capacity cannot be ruled out, the Swiss Federal Electricity Commission, ELCOM, said as early as June. So on one hand, they're telling people you can't have gas-powered cars and we're transitioning 100% to electric vehicles. And then on the other hand, they're saying, well, we're not going to, you know, we're going to have to limit how many electric vehicles people can buy as well. And also, we literally probably can't even build these cell factories, these battery factories that need to be built in order to supply this, because they don't meet the green standards that we're putting forward. Volkswagen is in the process of putting 6 battery factories in operation across Europe by the year 2030. The company's lead plant in Germany broke ground this July as a joint venture with Umicore, in a place for a cathode material production as well. So Japan's internal affairs ministry is also reportedly weighing whether or not to raise taxes on electric vehicles or to make up for a shortfall in the income from taxes on traditional gas-powered cars. So I want to know what you think. Just a quick video update on all this craziness that we're seeing right now. You can support my work through BitChute, Brighteon, Mines, Rumble. I am on PayPal, Venmo, Snail Mail. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Even $1 a month means the world to me, and I always appreciate your kind words, your support, and your comments. All right, take care, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.